This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Why can't I actually...
Yeah, there it is.
Is that?
That's it.
That's such a shitty vocal. This is all the way up vocal distortion.
Wow.
I can't even understand what I'm saying right now.
This sounds like a robot.
Whatever. We'll
figure it out. A demon robot. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Mike and I are just fucking around.
We're just kind of fucking around right now. And that's kind of our thing.
Mike and I are just fucking around.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Steve, it's good to see you healthy.
It's great to see you, Mike, in general. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Man, did I leave at the perfect time.
You truly did.
Like, to the hour.
Dude, Elliot, too. Yeah. Elliot went on his little comedy tour.
That's great.
And he missed all of the apocalypse that happened in our friend group.
Yeah.
And in our social lives.
Yeah, friend group. We're going to use that term real loose.
Well, it's certainly being reassessed at the moment.
Holy shit. No, everyone's
this
fine.
Has been
this just was recently.
But thank you, man. Yes, for those of you that don't know, I had COVID.
Yes. Kind of a celebrity now.
Yes, I am among the elite. The COVID infected folks of the world.
You have elite antibodies in you right
yes,
now.
Yes, I do, man. Yeah. I have some good blood right now.
You got some GB.
Like, I think I'm going to go donate blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Because blood with COVID antibodies are precious.
Oh, interesting.
Because you can use that blood to fight COVID in real bad cases.
And they'll give you a juice and cookies.
And it's kind of hot when you donate blood.
It is kind of like you get feverish.
Yeah. Like people
but
think
it, what an admirable thing to do. What a selfless thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give back, right? Because all these people were... working hard to keep us healthy and shit, and they're frustrated with people dying in their hospital beds.
Mm-hmm.
And,
understandable.
You know, well, you got to give back somehow, right?
Right. You got to give your blood back to where it came from, the hospital.
Listen, if I'm going to be some kind of post-COVID mutant in this world, the least I can do is be an experiment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, this would be a good time. I don't know how far we're... we're into the show, but go ahead and get vaccinated.
And we'll wait.
I think, yeah. And then press play again. Hit pause now. Go get vaccinated. And then press play whenever. Because I think that we've both proven by remaining alive that vaccination is, it works.
Yeah. And it's kind of scary because I tweeted publicly that I had COVID. And even
you ever tweet
though
something
I was
privately
straight to the just a locked tweet that no one else can see. Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead. Sorry.
I guess it would be a draft if you tweeted
that's what
privately.
Tweeting privately is. Yeah.
So I publicly said that I have COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm vaccinated. I have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Shout out one time to my boy J&J.
The most fine of all the vaccines.
Absolutely. It's the first class of...
It's the business class.
It's the business class of the vaccinations.
Yeah.
They serve it to you on a velvet pillow.
Yeah, it's like they'll give you food, but you have to pay for it. That's what
right.
That's what airplane seat the Johnson & Johnson is.
It also doesn't... recline.
No,
it doesn't go back at all.
No, you got a seat on the plane, but you're in the middle for sure.
right and a lot of people, an alarming amount of people, were surprised that you can still contract COVID even though you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So
that's because a lot of people don't read the news.
Right. Or yeah, exactly.
A lot of people read the headline and think they got it all figured out and then get into arguments on the internet about headlines.
Yes.
A lot of people get into arguments on the internet without even having 25% of the argument.
Right.
here.
I appreciate that Twitter. Have you seen this on Twitter where, like, if you tweet anything about the vaccine, like if you say
low button pops up.
Yeah. And it says, like, this is what you're doing. Like, are you sure? And then there's another thing that happens.
Sure, this is what you're doing.
Are you sure you want to do this? Which, by the way,
there should be a button that just says, did you just read the headline? Or did you finish
the
article?
Right. Owen had an idea for an app like 10 years ago. And I might be throwing him under the bus for this, because this is one of his, like, but this is one of those things he'd tell you if you gave him long enough of your attention. Yeah. He would end up telling you his idea.
Was this that app that you answer 12 questions, then it tells you which Disney princess you are?
Yeah, and he did, and I just was like, I laughed at him. Yeah. I said, no one would ever use that. You
he's
dumb
like,
piece of
he's
shit.
Like, I'm a little buzzed right now anyway.
I said, you fucking loser, you idiot. No, his Jesus Christ, that's so funny. What the fucking Owen coming
up? Owen came up with BuzzFeed.
Listen, I was thinking about Disney princesses the other day.
The worst stand-up premise ever.
Speaking of Disney princesses.
Anyway.
But no, he had this app idea that was like, it asks you if you really want to drunk text or drunk call someone.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it pops up with like a little window filter that says, look, you might be drunk. You've marked this person as someone that you don't want to talk to anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's brilliant, because it's like, imagine how much bullshit would be saved from your life if you
There would straight up be kids that aren't born. And that's beautiful, and that's important.
But I think it's a great idea, but so we already have that on Twitter now.
But there's so many things. This is such a crazy, beautiful piece of technology. Like, the phone that you have in your hand is better than any computer we've had for most of our lives. But it doesn't have a breathalyzer in it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but the point is that, like, even though Twitter has this thing that warns you what you're doing, or now it does this thing. Have you experienced this one where you can tweet about, or you see a tweet about something political or something about vaccines, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna fucking retweet that. And when you hit the retweet button, it pops up a thing that says, would you like to read the article before you retweet this? Have you seen that?
No, because I no.
So, I get it.
I'm listening to what I'm saying.
No, and I
I'm trying to figure out how I would listen to me.
And knowing exactly what you want to say.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But, there's two shows going on. There's one for us, and there's one for everyone else.
I think that a lot of people get it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
There are some people who do not.
No, but anyway, I think that even though it warns you, people are probably still ignoring it and probably still not reading the fucking article. And I think people ignore that shit. And I think that even though Owen's app idea is brilliant and it might save a huge percentage of people from, like, terrible shit, I think most people would probably still ignore it. Like, I think they just ignore shit.
So, we've had Twitter for a long time, and it just kind of works the way that it's worked for a long time. I think it is good to give a little extra, like a speed bump. You don't go as fast on roads with speed bumps as you do on flat roads.
Right.
And that's just a fact. And what that is like a little speed bump that you may not be used to. There's not speed bumps. Was that supposed to make a noise?
No, you're good.
Do you have a button that doesn't make any
noise? No, I was queuing one up, and I thought of it, because I was going to go, this is what I was going to do. I was going to go, and we'll be right back. Yeah. And then this was the commercial.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is.
And we're
back. You know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
And we're back.
Dude, that beautiful music.
I know, it's like a jazz.
But I think it is good to hit the extra, like, are you sure? Just because people are so used to, like, you press retweet and that's automatically out to the 24 people that follow you or whatever.
Right.
You know, so it is good to have, even if you ignore it, and if, as it does become more commonplace, stuff like that, it's just going to become noise.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to have, even though, you know, that's the problem with all this shit. Everything that's happened over the past 2 years is trying to get everyone on the planet on the same
page. I know.
But people's minds work different. Everyone learns at a different rate. So you're never going to get everybody in the world on the same page about everything.
No.
We can't even agree that, like, killing people is wrong.
Right.
And that's, like, if you think about what is, like, the most universal rule there is, probably shouldn't kill people.
Right.
And we can't even get everyone on that same page. So what makes you think, like, everyone's going to be down with vaccine? Everyone is going to be whatever.
Masks.
Until people go through some shit personally. And that's a lot of what we're seeing. A lot of the headlines I read now are people who were, until very recently, vehemently against stuff. And then like begging for the vaccine at the end of their life, which is like so fucking sad. But I wish if we could take a lesson from that, it's like, you shouldn't. The best teacher is experience, I suppose, but you could really save yourself a lot of time if you just put your trust in some other people who know what they're talking about sometimes, and then you don't have to go through it.
Right.
And I don't, you know, no matter what you believe in, I don't really wish anyone, except for maybe one person who used to be in my family and is not anymore, any kind of suffering at all. And, you know, people are vastly different and we all have these beliefs, especially now with how politicized everything is. It's like you could look at somebody who kind of fits a certain description and be like, fuck that person. I would never fuck with that person. But that's still a person. And that person was a child at some point. And you have to you don't have to do anything. I wish I didn't start it like that. But I don't wish like straight up suffering on the majority of people.
And that's what you hope everyone kind of...
Right, and then it brings us right back to the other point.
But you want to hope.
Yes.
And hope is really strong. And hope, it creates a shield and or protect, whatever you want to do with hope. But for me, it's like...
You can put it in your butt.
You can put it in your butt. You can put it in the fridge. Keep it next to the...
Where do you keep your hope? In the comments below. In the comments.
I have a hope chest.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice and it's important.
Where I keep it. But like you want to believe that when you look a stranger in the eye, they don't want to kill you.
Yes.
That's the very base hope.
Yeah.
And I think that like you said, that seems to be the most important thing about humanity.
Yeah.
Is that when we see another person, we don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
And we want to do everything in our power,
or make them sick,
not to kill them.
Yeah.
And exactly. And when you take that, it all branches off into COVID and being safe and wearing a mask.
Yeah, you could apply the same beliefs to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you'd hope that people believe that this virus is actually killing people. Mm-hmm. And the numbers aren't lies and we're not being lied to. Like I'm sure we all know someone who either had it or died from it.
Let me think.
We'll be right back. Give Mike some time.
I'm glad you're okay. You know, because if you were unvaccinated, you personally, you'd be dead.
Hang on, we're still on the break.
Okay.
Here at Honeysuckle Farms, our fruit is not sweet. Try it now. Honeysuckle Farms. And we're back.
Is there a discount code or website?
It was just
have to find it.
It was just a quick ad. But like, yeah, the base hope is that your fellow human doesn't want you to die, and at the very base level of currently in our current political, social, scientific era, the current best piece of advice is to wear a fucking mask and stay 6 feet the fuck away from people, mm-hmm. and don't be stupid. And I think that's the base level thing you can do right now currently to protect people from this fucking awful virus. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do that, then that really sucks. And it makes me feel like you're someone that doesn't care if I die. And that's like scary. And that sucks. And it sucks to live in a world like you're talking about where you can't get everyone on the same page.
Yeah.
you won't be able to get everyone on the same page. It's right. impossible. Mm-hmm. But you can find your corner of the universe and surround yourself with people who care about you and don't want you to die. And hopefully you can perpetuate a world where you project out the idea yeah. of being careful and being caring.
That's really all that you could do. Is I think a lot about the conversation we had a long time ago about how my dad had that penny, and there was a piece of metal around the penny that said, if you keep this, you'll never be broke.
Right.
And we have a new sponsor of that.
Harley they Davidson. Sent us tiny motorcycles.
But they if you're
get your motor running for these tiny motorcycles, you won't believe your goddamn mind when you see that how small these fucking motorcycles are.
You'll lose your mind when you see how tiny these are.
You can't ride it towards what you can have one. They're small as fuck, but if you hear them, they're loud. You can hear their motorcycle sounds. Check this out. Look how small this fucking motorcycle is and listen to that sound.
So what I was
the
trying
to say. Just dropped out.
What I was trying to say. Anyway. What I'm trying to say is if you get your moral compass right,
yeah,
and you say, I'm the type of person that cares about other people, and no matter what's going on or what gets politicized and what doesn't, I care about people enough to do X, Y, and Z, then at least you know there's not no one in the world like you.
Right.
And we go back to learning things through experience. Everyone you interact with will see the way you are and decide how much of that they want to adopt for themselves. And you just be a good person. Sometimes that rubs off on other people.
Yeah. And well said, Mike. And I think like, oh! As someone who has had COVID, whether it was the Delta variant or whatever it was, we'll never know. But what I do know is that I'm certainly not the fucking healthiest horse in the race. Mm-hmm. And my respiratory system is a real jungle.
It's a respiratory system.
As if you're a listener of this podcast, mm-hmm. you know that there's something wrong with me.
There's an 8-hour
in my respiratory system
of noises that have come straight from your. I mean, I'm still not super comfortable with the amount.
Listen, I'm coughing into my shoulder. I don't know what else to do. I feel like I'm doing it right, Tiny Chef.
Dude, are you a fan of Tiny Chef?
Yeah, I love Tiny Chef.
Big fan. Yeah, I would give anything to have some kind of interaction with the
Dude,
Tiny
I think
Chef.
You could make it happen.
I don't know that I'm famous enough. I'm not Jackie Tone.
Because they've had guests and stuff, but like they're not like huge celebrities or whatever, are they?
A lot of people are on TV and stuff. I was only on TV for about a minute and a half. So I do have a SAG card, so maybe I could show a Tiny Chef my SAG card.
Yeah, maybe just email the Tiny Chef a photocopy of your SAG card.
Yeah, and my ID next to each other. And I'm like, does this do anything for you? And they'll be like, well, blah, blah.
Sounds good. So anyway, as someone who has had COVID and isn't it do you think the email is written out?
Yes. Or he sends it off to
it's like
what's it, Basil?
Oh, right,
and then
right.
Basil's like the go-between.
Right. So I had COVID. I'm not exactly the healthiest person in the world. I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in March. and I survived. Here I am.
Here you are.
I'm sitting here.
And now your test just came back. No COVID in your
and
body.
And I got a test yesterday just to be safe. Like, so 10 dates.
You kind of had an agreement.
Do my best here. I'm doing my best, Mike.
Don't you bring back the peace. Don't you bring back the peace.
Don't bring back the peace.
Don't you bring back the peace.
Don't bring back the peace.
Don't you bring back the peace.
I'm drinking all the piss and I'm sucking it down and I'm sucking it down and I'm telling me, yeah.
Don't you bring back the piss.
Don't
you bring back the piss.
Liquid gold, give it to me. Suck it down, spray it on me. Pour it in my hair, pour it on my shoe. Give it to me now, I want it now.
Pour it in my hair. Pour it on a shoe.
So, you know, so all I know is, as someone who had COVID, is that, and someone who's vaccinated, is that I survived. So my best advice is get a fucking vaccine, dude. Get a fucking vaccine because COVID's not gone.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still dying. And the numbers say that 98% or something are unvaccinated people. 98% of people who are dying still of COVID are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So please get vaccinated because I don't want to get COVID again. It sucked. I got very lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm alive. I'm okay. My latest test result was negative. I'm back in business. I'm back to being careful. I've got my mask in my backpack. I wear it everywhere I fucking go. Where I know
I have my mask in my backpack everywhere I go.
And it stays in there, but it's in there.
Right. And my backpack, to my knowledge, has not gotten COVID.
And I think the rule of thumb is like, you just can't really trust that everybody in public has been vaccinated. So wear a fucking mask. And it's not over. And get the fucking vaccine, dude. Don't be an idiot.
There was a dude on the plane on the way back who was trying to make casual conversation with the guy next to him. And guy number one kept trying to like turn the conversation like political or have some kind of like debate.
Okay.
Which is just the saddest personality type.
Right.
And then the other guy was doing his best to just like enjoy his time and be polite to not cause a weird situation. And I remember when we landed, that guy number two did something that my mom does. And guy number one was like, he was checking his phone.
Right.
And he goes, they're putting the mask back on kids. Okay. And you only say that to a complete stranger next to you on a plane if you want to start a divisive conversation. Yep. Yep. And like, what part of your, I want to know why and what part of your personality wants to have that conversation with a stranger. What are you looking for out of that conversation?
Right.
And guy right. number two.
Why
just
else
went,
would you possibly say that?
Right, right. Did the most deflective whatever. And he just went, oh, well. And that's like the most polite way to handle that conversation. Because the first person just wants to have a like a combative conversation for whatever reason. They want to like really tell you what they believe, even though, and this is, I guess what I'm trying to say. We live in a country we live in a society where we happen to have free speech and you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean anyone has to give half a fuck about what you're saying. And I think more people need to understand that. Why would somebody who just happens to be next to you on a plane give three fractions of a fucking shit about anything that comes out of your mouth?
You know why? Because they feel like you're trapped. So you're trapped, you can't escape. And that person obviously is feeling really shitty about it because they can't wait to get it out of their mouth and bother someone with it.
Yeah.
and they hope desperately it's someone that's like, yeah, man, fuck this shit. Fuck this government, man. And then it's just poison back and forth, vomit, trash.
Yeah, and then me in front of him, or somebody else in front of him goes, can you guys quiet down?
Shut the fuck
up. You're kind of kicking my seat a little bit. And then they go, why should we quiet down?
You're not really physically kicking my seat, but you're kicking my seat with your stupid shit.
Your words are kicking my seat.
You're kicking my brain seat.
Yeah.
You need to stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it!
And, you know, you could
I keep love a that lot that of the guy thoughts to like, yourself.
Yeah, my mom does that a lot. My mom does that a lot. Regardless of, you know, my dad and my mom have, my dad has two brothers. My mom has two sisters. And my mom's personality wasn't always in lockstep with my uncle's personalities. And it continues to be that way forever and always. Amen. But she knew enough to know that she never wanted to cause or contribute to any kind of rift in the family.
Right.
So when my uncles would come around and say some clowning shit, she would be like, oh, well.
And it would stop
no,
it.
There's no next yeah, thing you say after that.
Yeah.
And the more you're just kind of quiet after somebody says something ridiculous, they have to sit in it. And they have to, yeah. It replays over yeah. and over again in their head.
There's actually two things you can do in that scenario. And that's the most effective, I think. Although I will say a close second is if you're a really funny person and you can snap back with something that is even bigger than what they said to you, like that can shut it down as hard as you being like,
yeah, and a lot of times that extra funny thing is why?
Right.
Where'd you hear that?
Right. Right.
What makes you believe that?
Right.
Mm.
Or, I'm sorry, who are you? Like, that's always the one that you're like, fuck, because you want to believe you're somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do think that if you're on a plane, they had to ask somebody to put their mask on a bunch of times.
Ugh.
And I truly, truly believe this from the bottom of my heart. If it's a federal whatever, you know, you have to wear your seatbelt when the seatbelt sign is on. You have to put your mask on because we happen to be in a pandemic. No one's saying, like, put your mask on because fuck your freedom and we're right. going to take your family away from
right.
you. No one is saying that.
Or put your mask on because we want you to look ridiculous.
Right, right, right.
Like,
or, you're ugly.
Right.
I'd rather it be like, you're ugly. Put right. your mask on. But I think that the people who need to be asked over and over again truly were never, they're feeling a lack of attention from somewhere in their life, and they're like, now's my time, like they're talking about yeah. me on the
right
on the thing.
And I get attention every time I'm not wearing it.
Yeah.
And someone comes to me
35 years or 40 years of right. not getting the kind of attention
right,
and now people are yelling at me in Walmart
right,
and that feels
and that's an unhappy person
yeah
that is pushing the unhappiness out into the world.
Right. That's what I was saying before, is like everybody has their own collection of past experiences that cause you to act the way that you act.
Right.
And that's why we're always going to be on separate pages. I just wish that we could. I wish that there was a more prevalent greater good. I wish there was more universal truth yeah. that everyone subscribed to.
That's why Watchmen is so cool.
Yeah, that's the guy with different face.
That's the guy with
different face.
Yeah, different face. His name is Rorschach.
Yeah.
But Watchmen's so cool because the idea there is that, like, the only thing that would unite the world is an alien enemy.
Yeah, Squid.
Right. And if they create that and pretend that it's real, it could unite the world.
Yeah.
Against a common enemy, and we could all, like, finally enjoy, like, a common thing together. But,
that's
you know.
That's why they really blew it with this UFO news. I think they were trying to do that. Right. And then they were like, yeah, it's probably whatever.
Right. But it's such an interesting idea that, like, there's just nothing unifying us. Really,
there should be,
but there totally should be. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
So, yeah. Get your goddamn vaccine, and if you're afraid of needles, get a backbone. You dumb idiot.
That's also, you know.
I mean, I just don't know. For whatever reason, you haven't gotten the vaccine yet. Like, I get it. Maybe you're worried about what's in it. maybe you're scared of needles and it's like a real fear. And listen to me.
But you could figure out, you could do the work to find out what's in it.
1,000,000%.
It's not that that doesn't exist.
Right. And you can do your own research wherever you do your research. But remember, it's important. And again, these are just our opinions and this is our stupid comedy podcast.
You're listening to it,
and,
aren't you?
You're listening to it. And if you are, and these are things you're curious about and you feel like you're uninformed, my best advice is always to look at different sources. Mm-hmm. Just fucking venture out of your comfort zone. When the Donald, which was the subreddit on Reddit that was like Donald Trump, pro Donald Trump, mm-hmm. when that was around, I would go there and read the posts and shit just to see what the other side was saying, mm-hmm. or to see what these people were thinking and what their real mindset was. And then I would go to their fucking propaganda websites and see what they're reading.
And the graphics are always blurry for some reason. Do they not know about resolution?
It's garbage. It's bad work.
The DPI needs to be higher if I'm going to take yeah, your shit seriously.
300 or more, man. What are you doing? But for me, it's like, I just like to look at multiple sources, whether it's unpleasant or not, because you got to get these perspectives, yeah, right? So my best advice. That's the
reason why traveling is so important.
Exactly.
You have to travel
outside.
Look
at what's outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
beautiful
yeah,
shit yeah, out yeah. there, Bilbo. Just yeah. got to get out of your hobbit hole.
Get out.
So my best advice would be is if you're on the fence about the vaccine, you're listening to this podcast, you're on the fence. First of all, you're a piece of shit. Second of all, do your research, go to all of the news sources that you'd like, but do your fucking research mm-hmm. and see that there are people who are not vaccinated that are dying of this virus.
Yeah. And you don't want to be the person on the hospital bed
begging for the fucking vaccine
or begging not to be hooked up to a ventilator.
Right.
You don't want that, dude. When all of this started, I have had multiple not fun, don't know if I'm getting out of here trips to the hospital. And from the beginning, I was like, I don't want to go to the hospital for any reason. It's the reason that I fucking pound water 24 hours a day. Like none Cheers, of us, man. We've had kidney stones.
We're survivors of kidney stones.
I had a dead upstairs. I've had a tube shoved up my urethra that shot lasers at a rock that I made in my kidneys. And they took a little basket and they scooped it out. And then I had a stent placed in my wiener that I met Bo Burnham at VidCon with a stent in my wiener.
I'm coming.
And I didn't for a month. But I just know you go through that shit and you're like, I'll do whatever it takes to not do that again.
And it sucks you had to go through that.
And I always, and that's why I could sit here and tell you to drink water. Like I put out a video the other day that was I re-edited a video about having a friend with benefits. And, you know, at the end of these advice videos, the older I got, I was like, but you're going to do whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just telling you based on experience that it's not going to work out if you do this.
Right.
And this is the same.
And that's what I'm saying about COVID. From experience, yeah. Uh-huh. I have now had COVID.
Right.
It fucking sucked. Yeah. It felt like a regular cold to me, but I really connect that to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Uh-huh.
I think if I didn't get that and I had been exposed to COVID, bah, I think it would have been real bad.
Yes, I think so too for you.
And, you know, maybe not. But again, I'm not the healthiest guy, so... The odds were stacked against me in those cases. So, right. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. When every doctor and scientist in the world takes a break from everything else
right.
and they could come together and solve a problem and come up with this beautiful, everybody always wants to have all this pride.
Right.
And look what we did. Look what America did or look what my town did or whatever.
Right.
People, the world did that. And you're... I don't want to say anything mean.
You're a dumbass.
No, I don't want to say anything mean because here's the other thing I know. The more you say you're fucking stupid, that's not, I've never looked well, at
true,
someone
sure.
and said, you're going to do this because you're fucking stupid. So
and
do whatever
worked.
The fuck. And they're like, you're right. Probably yeah, shouldn't yeah. do that. You know, so that's, you know, it's part of this conversation.
It's obviously frustration coupled with experience, coupled with, what our day to day, how we perceive shit. And it's like my care that I took for not just myself, but my loved ones and then strangers for the entire fucking year plus that we isolated ourselves is like for nothing. Like, I mean, you could say, I mean, obviously this is the glass half empty way to say that because obviously I was helping my loved ones and the public and the world at large in some
way.
You
did not help anybody.
I didn't not help, but it feels so fucking frustrating that even though I was fucking careful, I got the fucking virus.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel beyond frustrated about it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm seeing people still dying from this fucking thing, regardless of their political fucking beliefs, it still sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want people to die. I want people to live as long as they can and then be peacefully pass with their loved ones around.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want you to die and on a fucking ventilator.
Sleep, go out in your sleep like this.
Yeah. Good night.
I guess I'm all sad.
Guess I'm going to a long night.
And then it sounds like this.
Yeah.
That's your last.
Or.
Best case.
Or.
Huh. or best case scenario. Yeah, that's
it. Did you know that that's the noise you make when you die?
But like, I don't know, man. I don't want anybody to die from this shit. And
they recreated a mummy's voice. Thank God. That's what scientists were doing before COVID.
Right. Remember when scientists spent their fucking time trying to find out what mummies sounded like? But
bottom line, if you're still skeptical and you're doing what you're doing is bringing back the piss.
Yes.
And I think that we've all made it very clear that you should not be doing
that. And when I'm saying you're a piece of shit if you don't have the vaccine, it's my frustration from being safe, still getting the virus, seeing all the deaths. Like, I'm surrounded by this. Like, we are seeing this. I am not ignoring this. This is a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say you're a piece of shit because you haven't gotten the vaccine, it's because of the frustration associated with that. Mike's a better person. You don't have to say someone's a piece of shit to get the point across.
Not that I haven't. I'm not above it.
Sure.
I'm choosing
not
to.
But you know
right
it
now.
Doesn't help.
I know it doesn't help.
And I should know too. But we have a comedy podcast and I want to tell you you're a
absolutely.
Piece of shit if you
and
didn't
I,
get the vaccine.
I don't disagree with the way that you're saying it. It's just...
it just doesn't help any.
I know that it pushes more people away and it makes it very easy for people to build walls.
Right.
And even if you say you're going to build a wall, sometimes it doesn't happen.
Well, and then someone won't take you seriously after that because they're like, well, if you're just going to call me a piece of shit and not understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
But the thing is like, I understand where you're coming from. I have seen why people aren't getting the vaccine.
And you're saying you're not understanding where I'm coming
exactly.
from. But that's what happens when you build the wall in the middle.
And then we're right back to the whole same page thing. Anyway, let's do some ads and then Mike.
Don't you bring back the peace. And we brought it back. We brought it completely back.
Mike, I brought something to share with you.
I can't wait. I love when you bring things to share.
Yeah, man, I got a good one. It's going to be weird. It was something I was hanging on to for a little bit for something else. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, I'm sick of waiting for this something else. So I'm going to use this for a good
one. If there's one thing I love more than being your first choice, it's being your
second choice. But it's very in line with stuff we've done before.
Okay.
It's not too new.
Will
but it's
get caught
be...
in my hair?
No.
I'm in.
All right, let's get these ads. Wow!
Dude, that was kind of beautiful at the end.
Is this Childish Gambino?
I want you to know. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to HeadGum. I ran into Marty and Jake at a thing.
Marty and Jake, they have that podcast.
Yeah. On HeadGum.
Jake's my boy.
And
I like him a lot.
Dude, it was great to see him. And I saw Amir like a few months ago. So I've seen the whole gamut of these HeadGum superstars. But I had never met Marty IRL. And it was wonderful.
Marty looks a lot like Jake. I've met Jake.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell them apart. But it was great to see both those boys, and they're good boys. And I want to shout out to HeadGum. And I want to shout out to our sponsors I'm about to get into. How about that, guys? Guys, we talk about Squarespace quite a bit on this show. They're one of our longest standing sponsors. We very much appreciate them. We respect them. And we stand by what they stand for.
Thankful to HeadGum for helping, even just me personally, if I could add a little bit of personal experience in it. Having this hub that doesn't belong to anybody else. Put stuff on YouTube all you want. Put stuff on Twitter all you want. That's somebody else's website. If you're a creative professional, if you're looking for a portfolio, if you're looking for a one-stop shop to send people to show them everything you're doing, you're going to want your own website that you own. And you could do that very easily, make it look beautiful through Squarespace.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And Mike knows this because he has a website. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace-built website.
That's 100% right.
And that's what Squarespace is all about, help you build a website. And if you don't know where to begin, it doesn't matter because it's so easy and it's really, you just gotta check it out. It's so easy to do. You can build your website. You can claim a unique domain name, MikeFalzone.com, you know, whatever. You
can't have that one.
You can't have that one, but that's how unique Mike's is. And not only can you build this website, you can sell stuff on it. You can market a brand. You can see analytics. You can do kind of whatever you want. Sky's the limit.
You could do MikeFalzone.skysthelimit.
Skysthelimit.com. And so we know Squarespace has world-class design at your fingertips and it has everything you need to create a beautiful, modern-looking website. You start with a designed template. You use drag-and-drop tools to make it your own. It's that easy, guys. So let's not be a dum-dum. Let's go to squarespace.com/banter. If you're looking to launch a website, start a website, or if you just want to check it out, help out the boys, you go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. Free trial. When you're ready to launch, use that offer code banter,
B-A-N-T-E-R,
to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter, offer code banter, save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Check it out. Good old times with Squarespace.
We noticed in the last ad you called us Squarespace.
And that's going to be a make good. Hey, honey. Not you. You, honey. I'm talking about honey, just the best little search and find coupon code machine you'll ever come across.
And it's also a browser extension, isn't it? So if you're shopping and you get to the checkout and you're looking at that coupon code and you're like, damn, I wish I had a coupon code because I don't want to spend this much money on what I'm buying, even though I'm going to get it anyway. You get that Honey browser or that Honey browser extension and it'll automagically, it should be called, find you a coupon like your friend with a too big wallet. And
or that grandma digging through the coupon bag.
Yeah, and she has that plastic thing that and it perfectly cuts out the thing, a little razor blade. What an amazing thing. I remember when the Cardigan Bardigan shoes came out, I got a pair for Zoya, and Honey helped me save a couple bucks on those.
Nice.
It was awesome in the clutch.
Honestly, it's kind of like your best little internet pal, your browser pal.
Yes.
And it's so easy. You just shop on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you do is you click apply coupons, and you wait a few seconds as Honey searches, and then guess what? If it finds a working coupon, you're going to watch them prices drop.
Watch the prices drop if you have time.
And I'll tell you, Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings, guys. So If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and it installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting the DB boys.
Thank you for your support.
In advance.
It's free, guys. Come on. It's a free way to help the show. So, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Thank you, guys, for supporting the show. And thank you to Honey.
Thank you, Honey.
Ooh, Mike, guess what?
What?
It's time to talk about Magic Spoon.
Oh my God, I've been waiting to talk about Magic Spoon. Steve.
Dude, I'll tell you, man, when that Magic Spoon box showed up at my front door, I felt like it was Christmas.
Yeah.
I ripped that boy open and I just started snacking. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've been trying to wait until I have milk, even though you absolutely don't need to wait until
I also have been waiting for milk, but man, I dug right in and I started snacking.
So they sent you the two new flavors.
Yes, they did.
They sent you, what is it, waffles?
Yeah.
Caramel waffle?
Yeah, and then cinnamon.
No. I got cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream. Exactly. Dude, the waffle one is so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, man, I guess I can't talk about other cereals.
No, you can't say brand names of other cereal. But you remember, dude, when you were little and you used to be little. You remember when you were little? And you're sitting in front of the TV and you're like, my mom tells me that breakfast is important, so I got to do it. So back when we were kids in the late 80s, early 90s, we would stuff ourselves with basically candy.
Oh, yeah.
And be jazzed for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then hard crash after that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, everyone's so horned for nostalgia now. I know that I'm like, man, I wish I can go back to a simpler time and watch Wrestling Superstars on Saturday with a big bowl of basically candy. And be jazzed for the next 3 hours.
But
you can't do that anymore.
You can't.
Because our bodies can't handle that. And that goes back to what we were saying before about being healthy.
And I'll tell you what, guys. Take it from Billy.
Stop it!
That's great advice.
You know what I mean? When you're thinking of looking at them sugary cereals at the grocery mart, you just gotta...
Stop it.
That's right. And that's what Magic Spoon is all about. They make delicious cereals that remind you of the good old days.
Steve, there's no way we can get the taste from the good old days, but have it not be detrimental to our health.
Guess what?
What?
In comes Magic Spoon.
Oh my God.
Interior day, Mike Falzone's podcast studio. Enter Magic Spoon.
Fade all the way in.
Fade in as hard as you can. As a director, what do you do when you read that in a script? Fade in as hard as you can.
I guess
it's a real fast fade in.
He doesn't seem to like it.
It's fast. Anyway, guys, here's the deal with Magic Spoon. There's 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and only 140 calories a serving, which is worlds below those crazy, terrible.
That's like 3 steps down the stairs.
And it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free, and it's not flavor free. No, sir. It's flavorful.
It is flavor filled up.
Dang right. And you can build your own box. You can get a variety pack with the ones Mike and I were talking about, or you can get cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. Guys, there's a lot of choices. It's really cool. Don't take our word for it. Check it out yourself. Go to magicspoon.com/banter to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code banter at checkout, and you'll save $5 off your order. Come on, guys. And Magic Spoon's so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for some reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked.
You could use that $5 you're going to send by using the promo code BANTER.
BANTER.
And you could use that to get milk.
Dude, come on.
Cow milk, almond, or otherwise.
That's using your noggin. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/banter and use that code BANTER to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon. We love you.
Peace.
Excuse me. Guys, last but not least, certainly by any means, Mike and I, we talked quite a bit about mental health type stuff earlier on, and it's all connected. Happiness is achievable, and there are things that I know you listeners can relate to when you feel like things interfere with your happiness. And I know that you could probably pinpoint something right now that's interfering with your happiness.
No matter where you are, point to it.
I know you can think about it. You can pull it up in your brain, because I certainly can. And BetterHelp is a service that will assess those needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
That's
so you can talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's so important to talk about this stuff. You can talk to your friends, you can talk to your family. Certainly it's helpful, but these are people who have dedicated their lives to helping people. They have the tools necessary. They've dealt with people, certainly with the issues you're probably dealing with before. And you might feel alone in some cases, and BetterHelp really connects you with people that can assure you that you're not alone. And that's an incredibly helpful and wonderful thing that I think everybody should have access to.
Yeah.
You connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient, and you can start communicating with someone in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You send a message to your counselor, you get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And you don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room for this. This is all done online, and BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, if for some reason you feel like it's not working out. And it is way more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. The service is available for people worldwide, guys, so check it out. Maybe you're somewhere where you feel like you can't get help, but you know, check out BetterHelp. Maybe you can. And these are licensed professional counselors who specialize in all the things you can think of: depression, stress, anxiety, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, family conflicts, anger, whatever. They're all there for you. And anything and everything you share is confidential. And once again, it's professional, it's affordable, it's good. So, Mike and I would like you guys to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/banter. If this is something you're interested in, once again, it helps the boys, helps us all. It helps the whole world, I think,
yeah,
in a lot of ways. You can join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health by going to BetterHelp, HELP.com/banter. Thank you, BetterHelp.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
All right.
Great job, Steve. Great.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a... All right, we should just tell people. Yesterday, you texted me a very thoughtful text.
Mm-hmm.
It was very appropriate because I was like, hey, man, we're going to record the show at like 10:30. And you're like, yeah. And you're like, hey, listen, do me a favor. If you could.
Do you want me to do the.
Yeah, you wanted. Oh, let's do the robot voice. Yeah, let's do the robot voice.
Because it was very nice.
It's been a while since we've done this.
This is my one of my favorite things. Because you have to enable it, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Does it do all of them, no matter what?
I think, no, you could just... Wait, can't you just do it in the text messages?
Yeah. So do you want to do... You do your part, and I'll do my part.
Yeah, okay, here we go. here's the first text.
See you at 10:30 tomorrow. Yep.
I wish there were different voices.
Do you have less COVID now?
And then I said,
Yahweh less.
Yahweh less.
And then I said,
as of today, I'm no longer contagious.
Okay, back to me.
Tight. If you could make an effort not to cough or burp real hard tomorrow, I'd really appreciate it.
And then I said,
we can do a remote one for tomorrow if you want. I'm sure people will understand why.
And then you got your test and it came back. Yeah. So, because I trust science.
We don't have to do that. Just don't cough in my face.
To which I said,
haha, I'll do my absolute best as your friend who cares deeply about you and your health and the health of your wonderful wife to not cough in your face, love, Steve. Thank you.
And then this morning,
yeah,
I woke up to a wonderful email and texted Mike right away saying,
test came back negative. No more COVID in my body.
And then Mike said,
coughing agreement still stands.
So, I contend.
What a dude. That's why they couldn't put the breathalyzer in, is because they did the
right. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
I've been doing my, I don't know if you can tell, I have been doing my best. I've been coughing into my arms.
You have.
But I did just clear my throat at you.
towards your friend, even though you promised.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
It was a clear your throat situation. I feel real bad about it.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So you had a airplane thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? And then we could do my thing?
Yeah. Man, I wish the vocal distortion on this was a little bit better, but let me see if I can do our best.
Here, I'll pull up an airplane sound.
What, like white noise?
Yeah.
So on the airplane back, me and Zoya had this flight attendant on Alaska Airlines that we have had before. And he's very old, but he's just the most pleasant man that I've ever had the experience of flying with. But because he's very old, I'm talking late 70s, early 80s probably, he, and you can tell, has just done the announcements more times than any of us have done, more times than I've woken up in my life. This guy has done the announcements.
Right.
And he was so specific with it that, like, he got through the basic, I could explain it like this. He got through the basic sounds you have to make. To get the general idea of the safety. And he knows, dude, he's been on countless flights. He knows that if a problem happens, gemort, for the most part.
Right.
But you do have to say these things. And, you know, if you're a frequent flyer, you've heard these a million times. It's very important to pay attention the first 10 times. But then it's all the same forever. So I would like to do... Steve, if you can kind of walk us through what happens on a flight and my responsibility, and I'll do my best to do how I remember him sounding.
Okay. So when you get on a plane, if you've never been on one before, eventually, once everyone's kind of seated, you start the whole boarding process, mm-hmm. which is when the flight attendant comes out and kind of tells you, they make an announcement about what's going on. They're boarding the plane, whatever. They'll usually announce that. So please enjoy Mike and I as we attempt to replicate what it's like to have a boarding announcement from the guy Mike experienced on his flight.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Wait, I got it.
Perfect. That's when the elevator lets you off on the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the passenger seatbelt. Sorry, when you're in your seat back in the full upright position. If you're seated in an emergency room, please read the careful instruction to bibbity bibbity bobbity boo and reseat you if you don't want to. Please check and see a double seat. Please check and see a double C a couple times, then you find your ticket and
match your boarding pass. Can you understand what he's saying?
And if you don't, you're probably sitting on someone's lap and you don't want to do that, damn, that's a little joke.
What is he saying?
We remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. If you've ever been on a smoking flight, you're probably too old. Smoking prohibited in the entire aircraft, in peace with lavatory smoke detectors prohibited by law. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. I'm Joey. You can call me Joseph, and this is your flight attendant, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Thank you so much.
So the next thing that happens,
the next thing that usually happens is when they're going to close the doors of the plane so that you can, and they have to announce that because you can no longer get off the plane. Once they close the doors, you
can't. The doors close.
That's that. Like, if you want to get off, you're going to fuck everybody and you're going to be in big trouble. So yeah. Definitely if you want to get off the plane before, you want to do that before the doors close. But so they make an announcement about that. And here's that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your excuse me. I hit it with my elbow. This is your boy, gentleman Joseph, on behalf of the whole crew here at Baby Baby Baby. We're going to make you continue on. Our flight will be 3 hours 44 minutes, and we'll remain at an altitude of 67,000 million billion feet in the air at 1 million miles per hour.
I'm sorry, how many feet?
And a lot 60 of miles per
million?
Hour.
Is that what he said?
Thank you so much, and fasten your seatbelt. And this time, please make sure you do the birthdays back. In upper position, all your electronic devices must be on airplane mode. No one knows how airplane mode differentiates from any other mode, but you're going to want to turn your Wi-Fi on at some point. Cost $60. Thank you.
So this guy wasn't really using English words the whole time.
But you could tell, like, he knows what you're supposed to.
He's
he can get the general
flying
ideas.
Through it.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then what happens next usually is they announce that it's time for takeoff.
Yes.
And they're going to ask the crew to kind of like get ready to prepare for the gate departure and things like that. The doors close. The captain or the chief flight attendant makes an announcement intended just for the flight attendants. So that's what this is. Here we go.
Flight attendant, cabin crew, depart, and flight crew, ready to count down to depart. Good, hit it with my elbow, and we're gonna cross check report. Thank you.
Wow, I would be so nervous if that was happening.
I was crying tears while this was and texting you also.
This is like the guy on the Amtrak train. I think I talked about this a while ago, where he would it would go ding ding. Nobody does it like Sara Lee. Sara Lee cupcakes are now available in the snack cart if you'd like to come check it out. They're only $1 a piece and they're yum, yum, yummy. Come on down.
Somebody help.
All right, so, and then is everybody's favorite part of the dang flight when the flight attendant comes out to let you know how to do safe things on the plane.
How to be as safe as possible.
How to be as safe as possible. How to buckle your belt. Can't believe they have to show you how to do that. But they do. And that's
and if
what...
they have to do that, you could wear a mask.
Right.
If they could tell a group of adults how to use a seat buckle, you can wear a mask for 2 hours.
Exactly. So here's what that safety announcement sounds like.
Wait, that one was a bit slower than the other ones. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to direct your attention to the monitor. And we'll go on to the safety demonstration. Just a few minutes and your complete attention. Now we request your complete attention now that the dig is over. And we go to the safety features of the aircraft, the 17 Airbus and 2345. When a seatbelt light illuminates, you must fasten your seat, and this is how you do a seatbelt. Remove gun in case any shift in experiencing turbulence.
Is he skipping words?
That's kind of what he was doing.
And there's several emergency exits on the aircraft 412 bus 420 blazer.
Wow, what is he saying?
We'll play the few moments to locate you in suitcase. And with my elbow, the doors can be opened by moving
the
handle in the right direction. And if there's a life raft, and you'll be there's also a slide. I suggest the air pressure. Closely monitor, and then if there's any engine change in pressure, it's gonna drop down.
We are all gonna die if we go down.
Go ahead and put that on a kid.
No one's gonna know what to do.
If you're sitting next to the kid, put it on a kid first, and then I tell you to remove it. In the event of an emergency, we're all gonna die. But here's what you do right before that: you'd be gonna do and your life vest in case we hit water in the sky. You're gonna have to put your life vest on, and you can do the red cord and the zip cord. And I bet you wish a parachute came out, but it doesn't. But you can't blow into it and make air come out. You make the air come out, and it's a little bit, and a pillow.
Oh, God.
At this time, your portable electronic devices should already be in airplane mode. They already told you that one time. We intend this is a no-smoking plan. Disbanding and tampering with the counterfeit. I hit it with my elbow. If you find this information or the other information, in case you really like this a lot and you want to read a transcript, you could read the card in front of you, and we wish you all an enjoyable flight.
Dude, I wouldn't have wanted it to stop.
No, I didn't want to either.
I would want him to talk the whole time.
I was, I had my mask on, and my shoulders were doing this, and obviously Zoya is in her own little world, and she was zoned out by this
right,
time.
Right. She doesn't, she's not bothered.
And
I mean,
don't know
yeah.
if she thought that I was, like, nervous or what, but I was, like, grabbing her leg, and I couldn't.
But it's because you were laughing.
Because
so
it was very much like, you know how when you sing along with a song that you only know half the words to, you do sounds where
yeah,
the other
yeah,
words
yeah.
are? It was like that.
Shotgun dead.
Shotgun dead, a moody moody.
Dude, if that guy was my, like, like pilot, this is what I would want.
I'm familiar with a request from the, passengers. I'm going to be reading Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
You see, he's going to read a whole book on the plane.
In a cupboard underneath the stairs, there's a poor, mystery little boy named Harry Potter.
Wait, where's the vest? Where's the life vest? He just reads Harry
before
Potter.
The safety shoe.
Yeah, as you're boarding.
Were we going to get the safety?
He who shall not be named.
All right, where are we at? Okay, I really want to share this thing with you, Mike.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
No, no.
And then we're not going to do any History Roads this episode.
Interesting.
Because we're going long and I figured, you know, whatever. We did a whole episode of History Roads last week.
That was so much fun. We loved it.
So much fun. Well, History Roads will come back next week. So mm-hmm. I want to do this thing with you and then we could say goodbye. How about that?
That's great.
Okay.
I have to pee.
Oh, go pee.
Okay.
I'll read more Harry Potter to the to the crowd. Hang on, let me pull up Harry Potter. Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to read to chapter one of the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Mr. Dudley at number 4, Prudent Drive, were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much. Who wrote this shit? They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious because they just didn't hold with such conduct. Mr. Dursley answered up to a friend called Grunnings, which means Drills. He's a big beefy man. Hardly any neck. It's kind of fucked up. Although he did have a very large mustache. Mr. Dursley was thin and brown and had nearly twice the usual amount of neck. It's okay that you took a suspension, Mr. McDonald, and covered the government record. Spurg on the dinner. The Dursleys are a small Sunday Dudley, and their opinion was no finer boy anywhere. The Dursleys are
all right. Hope you all enjoyed that.
Thank you.
All right. I'm gonna use this hand sanitizer because I'm gonna pull something out of my bag.
Okay. Where your mask is.
Where my mask is. And I'm going to hand it to you.
Okay. What is this? Looks like a snack. Lay's potato chips. Oh boy. So these are Lay's potato chips from a foreign land. And
potentially Korean, maybe Japanese.
Either way, I can't read it.
Forgive me if I can't identify the characters, but it's certainly of some Asian country, some Eastern.
And it's a crazy flavor that I've never seen before. Is this what dragon fruit is?
You know,
because I've always said dragon fruit tastes like potatoes.
Okay, so, okay, yeah. So there's a sticker on the back there, and it translates for you what it is.
Oh, that's nice. Ingredients, potato.
Well, no, right above that. It'll tell you what it is.
Oh, bayberry flavor.
What the fuck is
bayberry?
What's a bayberry?
Hey, Siri.
Whoa, it's my laptop.
Hey, Siri, what is bayberry? Is that working?
Hey, Siri, what is bayberry?
That's the street.
Here's what I found.
Beaver was on.
Myrica? Myrica is a genus of about 35 to 50 species of small trees and shrubs in the family Myricaceae, order Phagales.
Can't say that.
This genus has a wide distribution, including Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, and South America. Some botanists split the genus into two genera on the basis of the catkin and the fruit structure. What the fuck? So,
of all the flavors that you can make, chips.
That's the thing, man. It's Lay's chips.
Well, there
the
has bag, to be something to it.
That logo is undeniable. It yes. is Lay's potato chips. And when you think of Lay's potato chips, if you're part of the Western United States, you think of salty potato chips. And a fruit flavor is the last thing you'd expect a potato chip to have.
Yes.
So I found this at a market and I had to have it. Because I was like, what are we dealing with here? I'd say take a big old whiff of it first.
And you tasted it all.
I have not. No, this is a live taste test. Uh-oh. Whoa, I have never seen Mike react that way.
I didn't expect to react that way. If you're not watching the video portion, Ryan worked so hard on the video. Please subscribe to Dynamic Panther. That smelled disgusting.
It's kind of like, I gotta be honest, it's like puke.
It smelled like
it's like puke.
Like there were pieces of an old couch in a Fruity Pebbles box.
because you don't, I mean, mixing potato with something fruity. The thing is like we've had potato with fruity things. Like certainly. What? Well, like you want to talk about like yams. You've had cranberry sauce with yams.
Cranberry sauce, sure.
I'm sure you've had like sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes, kind of, you can put some.
It smelled so bad. I know that we have to try it for it to be good content.
Yes.
Because that's straight up bad content if you don't try it.
Yeah, you got to try it.
But when your nose smells something that makes your stomach do a thing, that is your body warning you. Hit me with that scoop real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit me with a scoop of good.
You want a dollop?
Let me get a dollop of good. Just a little, a dime will do you.
Fuck. Oops, that was a lot.
I want to put this on my tongue.
That was way a lot.
That's okay. Dude, so not an official sponsor, but there's this website called Clocks and Colors that makes this ring.
Yeah.
And I got another ring from them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I'm going to be a two ring guy now.
All right.
Because I don't give a fuck. Just don't make me kiss them anymore. Never, ever. I'm not that Italian. But it's called Watery Death.
Whoa.
And I got it to represent the too much water.
Water, baby. Yeah.
And I can't wait to have it.
That's perfect. I can't fuck. Wait.
So, smells so bad.
So you're going to have a Lay's bayberry flavored potato chip.
We'll do it one at a time.
Yeah, yeah. You grab yours and I'll grab mine.
I don't want to influence however you're going to perceive these.
No, let's do it. Let's do it that way. You grab one and then I'll grab one.
This sucks. This sucks, but I do thank you for doing this.
Of course. I figured at least it'd be interesting.
I'll tell you exactly what it tastes like.
I mean, it tastes like a mistake.
It tastes like you went to a wedding and you grabbed the basket out of the flower girl's hand and you put chips in it. And then you mixed them all around and you just ate that for the rest of the day. That is garbage. That's it.
The best way I can describe it is a regular salty Lay's potato chip. Mike's going to vomit.
No, I'm
going to
make it better.
A regular salty Lay's potato chip, but with an overpowering fruit flavor. Like that's what that is. It's really sugary, like really sweet. I guess I could see people maybe enjoying. I really feel like these exist because it's like, what's the weirdest shit we can mix together? Or like, what haven't we done yet here at Lay's? I think, but it truly is a mistake. I think someone accidentally put the fruit flavor. Oh, yeah! Yeah! Mmm! Magic spoon to the rescue, my man.
So here's how you make that better. Also, it's maple waffle. So we'll see if we get dinged for that.
No. Waffle and maple are very synonymous.
But we had to cleanse our palate from eating flour garbage. And oops. And I don't know. I want to meet the person who's... That's their favorite flavor. I can't believe you smelled it again. Are you going to have another one?
I was going to, but I don't want to take the magic spoon flavor away.
Are you going to finish that bag?
No, but I'm gonna share it with others. Because it's really one of those things that has to be shared, I think. Wow, and like the bag is like...
I wouldn't be, dude, if that was just paint chips in there. I wouldn't be completely surprised.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for joining us on this journey. We had quite a fun time. Mike, I'm glad you're back from your trip. I want you to talk about your trip, but I guess I will. We'll talk about it next time.
Too long did not read version. New York is a beautiful place. The Stand is, I truly feel like The Stand is my home club in New York. They treated me great. I was there for 3 days straight, and I had 7 or 8 shows. And some were at 10 o'clock at night, some were at 1:15 in the morning. And just, I met so many good people. Thank you so much for coming out. If you on the West Coast want a chance to see me, I'm up all the time in LA. Follow me on Instagram. A lot of times I'll put it on my Squarespace website, MikeFalzone.com. Man, those tasted disgusting. Also, I'm going to be in Portland on September 25th. Tickets for those are half sold out already. So if you're listening to this and you want to come see me in Portland, I have a direct.me link on my IG. I'm always putting show flyers in the stories on my Instagram. Man, that really did taste like flowers.
It tasted like two flavors got mixed together by mistake.
And they were like, fuck, we got to design a bag for
right,
this.
Right. How do we sell this?
And I'm putting the finishing touches on a really cool, I think we could say what it is so it doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've been working with a handful of artists to create the first ever DB zine.
Hell,
if you don't
yeah.
know what a zine is, like a makeshift magazine.
I'm coming.
We're coming. Thank you. Thank you. Long time coming. And really can't wait to, as soon as we get a cover designed, we're going to get it out to you and it's going to be quick. And we're still working on things that we're not even telling you about. Dude, you guys bought all the sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you guys, it was overwhelming.
Yes.
You guys were messaging me going like, my size is gone. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm sorry your size was gone, but thank you. I mean, you guys really bought these pants up.
You bought all the pants.
You bought all the pants.
Yeah.
And that's that. Like, yeah. I don't know if we're doing these pants again.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Byron went through a lot to find the right pants and to be able to print on them the right way that Faith designed the design to go. And it worked out. please take pictures of them when you get them. And
we want all the booty pics, and we want boy, girl, whatever orientation you got. Make regardless. It bounce, drop it like it's hot. We want to see you guys repping these open eyes, close eyes pants.
And thank you so much for that. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, the last thing I want to say, if it's all right.
Sure.
I don't know where the inspiration came from, but being able to go home for 10 days and kind of recharge my bats really made me want to start doing the type of content that I was doing in like 2015, 16 again. And I put something on my Instagram yesterday that was kind of a throwback to that. But if there's anything that I could help you with advice wise, based on something that I've been through in my life or something that you think that you'd want to hear me talk about, hit up any one of my DMs or inboxes. And I'll do my best to make like a little, we're going to update the format of the advice videos. And I just think if I could try to be funny and maybe save somebody some time based on some shit that I've gone through, I think we've all seen that you're going to do whatever you're going to do in your life anyway. But if there's anything that you want to hear me talk about, I'd love to help you out if possible.
People remember your advice stuff fondly and they talk a lot about it. So it's nice that you're bringing it back. I think this is going to make a lot of people happy. It's good shit.
That would be fun, man. Thank you for saying that. I think I got burnt out on it back in the day because it was just nonstop. And now that I've had a breather and I've lived some more life and I've had a lot more experiences. And I think that, the older you get, the more you know about life. And if there's anything I could do to help anyone, I want
to
do that.
Dude, speaking of things that you used to do that you're doing again that you kind of got tired of, like I used to do these red carpet videos with Owen. Mm-hmm. Owen would be my camera guy. And then we'd do these like ridiculous red carpet videos where we just fuck with celebrities. And I made like 2 or 3 of them. And one of them popped up in my like whatever, like my memories and something. And I was like, oh man, this is so good. This is so funny. I miss doing it, but I also didn't miss doing it because, you know, you're like, I've always wanted to like be in a movie or like make a movie or whatever. And so being like a red carpet interviewer is like hanging out outside of the club.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're not in the club, you're outside. And right. It always felt like that's not for me.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of hosty, which is like stuff I was trying to get away from for a really long time.
You've done it. You've been there.
Totally done it. But I remember my manager years ago was like, you got to lean into this red carpet thing because it's really funny. And I think this is what you're good at. Uh-huh. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do it. And so I went off and did my own thing. But I watched this red carpet video and I was like, man, this is so funny. And Owen's such a good editor. He took the best bits and he did his own thing. He always takes whatever you give him and make something completely his own and it makes it so much better.
Plus he understands your sense
totally.
Of humor.
Totally. We're so connected with that. Mm-hmm. So I totally trust him with my footage always, forever. So, but it's such a good combination of shit and it's so funny. And I was like, man, maybe I should start doing this again. But, you know, COVID. And I don't know if premieres are going to be a thing for a while, but if it does happen again, I might try to get back into it. Because
like we need, there's a casting call with somebody with every antibody on the face of the
planet. Right, exactly. Listen, I've had it already. I've got all the antibodies. I'll be fine. But anyway, if it comes back around, I might play around in that world again because that was really fun. But anyway, but yes, to future endeavors, Mike, I hope your shit's awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad you're back. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We appreciate you. We appreciate our sponsors and HeadGum and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you next time on the show.
Catch you next time, you fucks.
That was a HeadGum podcast.